This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the Toppers are in the spirit as the five Hillsborough starters, all wearing Santa hats, and as they are introduced, after they shake the officials' hands, they come over to the Hillsborough student section and give those hats to some of the students. So there you go. Hillsborough is in the Christmas spirit here tonight. They will be in the home white uniforms, trimmed out in the orange and the black. Hilltoppers in orange lettering across the front of the home whites. For Pena, road orange uniforms. They've got what look like Panther claw marks in the front of those orange shorts. Pena in that navy blue lettering across the front. Your officials tonight, Louis Lang, Stevie Fouch, and Kent Jones. It is going to be fun here tonight as the Toppers will send Drake Vogel into the center jump circle and Devin Peebles in for the Pena Panthers. They played an instant classic 9 months ago. What do we have in store tonight? Pre-Christmas. Merry Christmas, and we are underway from Toppertown as Vogel wins the tap, and Hillsborough will get it to start. Man-to-man defense for Pena. This will be a high-energy, pressure defensive game on both sides. Blaze Helton attacks and turns it over. Pena has some size now. Kuhn goes 6'4", Peebles 6'3", Hackler 6'4". Across the timeline, Devin Peebles. He leaves it on the elbow for Kuhn. Kyle Kuhn, top of the key. Schmitz open for three, partially blocked by Vogel. Back tapped by Christian, picked up by Pena, top of the key. They will reset now with Peebles in the left wing. He's met out there by Blaine Stewart in the topper man-to-man. Here's Kuhn, top of the key. Peebles for three, too strong, and the rebound down to the Toppers. And Blaze Helton, long outlet pass, too long for Stewart, turned over. Second topper turnover. 7-16 for the opening quarter, still no score. As it might take both these squads a little bit of time to get settled in to this high-energy ball game. Great atmosphere in the gymnasium here tonight. 3 days in front of Christmas. Here's Schmitz, left side of the key. Feeds it high block down to Hackler. He's going to bounce it in the corner to Kuhn. Kyle lets a three-ball fly and knocks it down. Kyle Kuhn has Payne on the board first with a right ring triple. As Vogel now on the attack. Right wing picks up the bounce, leaves it back for Will Christian. He's being checked by Schoonover in the Pena man-to-man. Dribble handoff to Helton. Blaze attacks left side, kicks it back now to Christian. On the block to Matouche. Gavin draws a double team. He pivots around in the lane. He's caught, gets it off to Christian, and that's 3 seconds in the lane on Gavin Matouche. Third topper turnover in as many possessions. Speaking of Gavin in that game 9 months ago, that's the game where Matouche went down with that scary, scary-looking knee injury that turned out not to be, I guess, all that serious as he didn't really miss any substantial time moving forward, but it sure looked scary and nasty that night 9 months ago against this Pena outfit. Here is Peebles. He turns, faces all the way to the rim, and the layup rattled out. Boy, he was point-blank and missed it, and then a bad outlet pass by Helton, stolen by Schoonover, and his putback is good. Four topper turnovers here. 5-0 Pena. 6 minutes for the opening quarter. Toppers need a good offensive possession right now. Stewart on the handle, leads it for Vogel. Here's Drake Vogel, top of the key. Gets into the paint, forces it up, and draws the foul. Good things happen when you take the ball to the hole. Especially early in a ball game like this, when you've turned it over four times to start. Attack the 10. The foul will go on Schoonover. Check that. It will go on Kyle Kuhn, his first. Free throw good for Vogel. Pena. One more free throw here for Vogel. Toss, good. Drake gets the pair. And Toppers fall back into their half court man-to-man. Schoonover into the front court, between the legs, out at the volleyball spike line. Leaves it off now for Kuhn. Back to Schmitz, deep three, yes, for Colin Schmitz. No hesitation on the trigger there. 8-2 Pena, fast start for the Panthers. 5.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Will Christian, left wing. Leaves it top of the key for Helton. Blaze Helton puts it on the deck, wants to attack and draws the foul. They're going to get Hackler on the little hand check there. That's his first, team second. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. Matouche at the free throw line. The other three Toppers lined up across the lane.
Christian on the inbounds, gets it in the left corner to Vogel. Drake Vogel thought about the three, decides against it as Schmitz ran him off that. Now Drake puts it on the deck. That is a deep three, back rim to too strong. Rebound fought for, eventually corralled by Pena's Kyle Kuhn as he outworked Matouche for the basketball that time. Here's Schoonover, and Adam Metzger wants a timeout, I think, as one of our officials was having a conversation with Adam Metzger. Pena had the ball, so it can't be Hillsboro that called the timeout. I think Adam Metzger is saying he didn't call a timeout. Yeah, the old inadvertent whistle. Our official thought he heard Coach Metzger ask for a timeout. Thought it was a peculiar time to take a timeout. So it'll be Pena ball, sideline trigger at midcourt. Officials just want to confirm here what happened, and I think that's exactly what happened. So no timeout for Pena. 5:05 for the first quarter of play. Here's Schmitz, feeds the post down to Peebles. Peebles, middle lane, rises up and puts it down. Strong move for Devin Peebles. Here is Vogel. Oh, had his pocket picked as Pena got him turned around. The layup is no good for Schoonover as he did not have the best timing on his elevation that time. And Hillsborough comes down with the rebound. And Kyle McBrain wants a timeout. 4:43 for the opening quarter. Fast start for Pena. They lead Hillsborough 10-2. Back to Toppertown following these messages. Following the Topper timeout, Hillsborough has the basketball into the front court with Will Christian. No substitutions on either side as of yet as Christian has it right wing. Top of the key, Stewart open for three, missed it. And the rebound down to Pena and Brendan Schoonover. Here comes Schoonover into the front court. Big smile on his face as he crosses the timeline. Stepping into the three ball, Kuhn back rimmed it. And the rebound down to Gavin Matouche. He will leave it off for Will Christian. He'll slow it up as he comes into the front court. Out at the volleyball spike line, leaves it for Blaine Stewart. Helton tried to lob it down to Matouche. Ill-advised there, turned it over. And then Payne, I think, was on the baseline as they corralled that pass. And that's how Payne commits their first turnover. Not much you can do about that, as the lead pass was too far into the basket, but Payne couldn't keep it in play. 4:07 for the opening quarter. Toppers have the ball on the baseline. Christian gets it into Blaine Stewart. He wants the three, rimmed it out, no good. Offensive rebound, Blaze Helton. Up, under, and left it short, and it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Peebles, and it will belong to Hillsboro. Halfway through quarter number one. A fast start for Payne. They lead 10-2. And we're going to get, I believe, our mask timeout. 3:58 for the first quarter of play. Pena leading Hillsboro 10-2. We'll come back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI.
Timeout, Panthers. It'll be a full timeout.
Out of the timeout, Blaze Helton makes a nice move, gets a point-blank look, and it's spun out on him. Rebound down to Pena. Into the hands of Schoonover now. He leaves it back for Peebles. Ball fakes on the three. Vogel stays with him. Back to Schmitz now, top of the key. Colin Schmitz leaves it off for Schoonover. Brendan Schoonover back to Hackler. Hackler now into the hands of Schmitz. Colin wants the three ball. Way too strong off the other side of the backboard. And the rebound down to Matouche. Here comes Will Christian across the timeline. Met there by Schoonover. Bounce pass in the corner to Blaine Stewart. Blaine puts it on the deck with his left hand. Nice job by Peebles to stay right there with him. Long and athletic, and into the passing lane goes Schoonover. Oh, what a spin, and the layup is good. Woo! Nifty from Brendan Schoonover. All sorts of athleticism and skill on that play. With the steal and the spin with the layup. 12-2 Pena. 2:45 for the quarter. Toppers have turned it over seven times. Here's Matouche spinning. Middle finger roll, rattled out. Rebound tapped around, and they're going to get Drake Vogel coming over the back. First team foul on the Toppers. As Pena is taking it to Hillsboro right now, they are setting the pace and the tone on both ends. Well, they are long and athletic, these Pena Panthers. Schoonover will take his time into the front court as he walks it across the timeline. Between his legs he goes. Leaves it off for Colin Schmitz. Jay Stewart has checked in for Hillsboro, the 6'2 sophomore. Here's a three for Hackler, too strong. Long rebound, Peebles. He attacks, and he's going to be fouled. Boy, Christian caught an inadvertent elbow that time from Peebles as Will checks his nose to make sure there's no blood. Just an inadvertent shot as Christian's face, unfortunately, was in the wrong place at the wrong time. The foul is on Vogel. That's his second. So both topper fouls on Drake Vogel. That's concerning. Peebles' free throw, good. 3 points for Devin Peebles. 13-2 Pena. Well, they had a big lead in that game last year. Couldn't hang on. Never a lead this big, though. That free throw rattles around and goes down. 4 for Devin Peebles. It's a 14-2 Pena lead. They have jumped the toppers here in the opening 5.5 minutes. Hillsboro needs to get settled into this ball game. Blaze Helton attacks, right block, bounce pass, off the shin of Matouche, turned over. Here comes Pena on the run out, up and down for Vizzy Deuce, goes Brendan Schoon over. And Kyle McBray needs another timeout. 16-2, Pena leading Hillsboro, 2:04 for the opening quarter. Back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. Yeah, this is like the nightmare before Christmas in terms of the start for Hillsboro. 16-2 Pena. Toppers have turned it over 8 times in the first 6 minutes. That will not get it done. Here's Blaine Stewart on the right wing. To the foul line. Cut off there. Leaves it back for Will Christian. His Pena defense is stifling. Max Lynch has checked into the ballgame. 5'11 junior. And another topper turnover. Here comes Schmitz ahead to Peebles off the window. Count it and the foul for Devin Peebles. He has 6. The foul, I believe, will go on Jay Stewart, his first. Goodness gracious. 98 seconds for the opening quarter. 9 topper turnovers. Free throw for Peebles is no good. Can't convert the old-fashioned 3. And the rebound down to Jay Stewart. 90 seconds for the opening quarter. Here's Stewart, cut off at the foul line by Schmitz. Tries to go backdoor, somehow found its way to Christian on the baseline. He will dribble out top of the key into the hands of Blaine Stewart. Lynch all over him. High post to Matouche. Gavin, cut off. Back out it goes, volleyball spike line to Stewart. The Pena defense setting the tone here, forcing Hillsboro way beyond the three-point line. Christian turns the corner, layup missed it. Offensive rebound, Matouche, put back good. That is Hillsboro's first field goal. And it comes with 1 minute to play in the first quarter. 18-4 Pena. Lynch on the attack. And they're going to get a foul on the toppers. That's a tough whistle. If you're Blaze Helton, it looked like he was straight up on the play. His first, team's fourth. That will be a shooting foul and send Max Lynch to the free throw line. Of course, Max Lynch, the quarterback for the quarterfinal football team. Toss is no good, too strong. Second toss for Maximus is good. He gets 1 out of 2. 57.6 seconds for the first quarter. Drew Hackler going to check back in for the Panthers. Kyle Kuhn will get a breather. What a start for Pena. You know that they had a bad taste in their mouth coming back into this building after what happened back in March. They are more than atoning for it here in the opening quarter of play. Matouche handling out near midcourt. He almost got his feet crossed up. Now he gets down to the baseline, lost the handle, nearly turned it over, found Helton. Blaze goes up strong and draws the foul. He'll get 2 shots. Third team foul. They will get Drew Hackler. That's his second. To the free throw line goes Blaze Helton, the 6'2 junior. A lot of basketball to play here, but the topper's going to have to clean it up. 9 first quarter turnovers. Free throw is good for Blaze Helton. And it's been the points off the turnovers, not keeping track of it, but they have been live ball turnovers that Pena has been able to turn into transition opportunities. Second toss for Helton. Good. Do we have a violation? Let's see here. We got a whistle on the toss. Is the free throw good? Are they going to call a foul on the block out? Count the free throw. So Helton gets both tosses. And then on the block out, they're going to get a foul on Pena. We'll get Peebles in the block out there. That's his first. So maybe a little momentum opportunity here for the Toppers. Stewart gets it into Matouche, back to Jace. 4-3, way too strong air ball, and the rebound down to Brendan Schoonover. He pushes the Peebles. Reverse layup, missed it, gets his rebound back, kicks it back. Schmitz open, 4-3. Rimmed it out, no good. Rebound down to Blaze Helton, 25 seconds for the quarter. Outlet to Jace Stewart at midcourt. Stewart, nice bounce pass, and a kick by Payne. 19.8 for the opening quarter. 19-6, Payne with the lead. Will Christian will trigger it in on the baseline. Matouche lined up at the foul line. Christian looking. Still looking. Middle of the lane goes to Helton. The pass was tipped, still found its way to Blaze, and he missed it. Good contest in there by Peebles. Here comes Devin, quickly the other way. Coast to coast, the layup rattled out, no good. Man, that kid is athletic. Rebound down to Matouche, and then a silly reach-in foul on Colin Schmitz. Boy, that was one of those, as soon as he did it, Colin, you can see he squeezed both of his fists together in frustration. That's the universal sign for, why did I do that? He will check out. Coming in, Ace Armstrong, 5'11 junior, and Evan Hudlin, a 6'2 senior, has checked in. Helton is out for the Toppers. Drake Vogel back on the floor playing with those two personal fouls. 5 seconds, Christian has it in midcourt. Turns the corner, floats it up, off the window, won't go. Rebound, Matouche, put back, no, at the buzzer. And that's the first quarter. What a first quarter for the Payne Panthers. After 8 minutes, it is Payne 19, Hillsboro 6. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Well, the Toppers closed the quarter better than they spent most of the quarters. They got off to a really, really slow start. 9 turnovers, and Payne has seemingly cashed them all in. 4 buckets. 19-6, Payne with the lead. They get the basketball to start the second quarter. But I'm telling you, it feels like a bigger lead than 13 points, just the way the majority of that first quarter went. Here's a deep three for Hudlin. Off the heel and down. Wow, high bounce off the heel, hit the front rim, and then crawled over. 22-6 Payne. That's a hometown bounce on the road for Evan Hudlin. Down on the block to Matouche. Gavin, strong, left-hand finish. That rattled out. Tip is good. Who was there for the tip, Matouche or Stewart? I'm going to give it to Vogel, actually. I meant Vogel or Stewart. It was Drake on the tip. Matouche had the initial miss. Here's Peebles in the corner to Hudlin. Met there by Gavin. That pass is tipped into the backcourt, picked up by Vogel, and he's fouled by Max Lynch. That's a good foul by Max Lynch to not concede the easy layup for Drake Vogel. 6-team foul on Payne. 7:06 for the first half of play. You never know what play could be the play that turns the game. Oftentimes, it's a little hustle play, a little deflection, perhaps like the one we just saw. There's some chirping going on out there. One of the officials having a conversation in the middle of the lane with, looked like Peebles and Vogel were the main recipients of the conversation. Free throw is good for Drake Vogel. He has 5. Playing with those two personal fouls. Hudlin out, Armstrong out, Kuhn and Schmitz back on the floor for Payne. Free throw for Drake. Good, gets the pair. He has 6. The lead is a dozen for Payne. 22-10, 7 minutes, first half. Here's Peebles across the timeline. Leaves it back for Kuhn now into the hands of Schmitz. Colin Schmitz on the left wing to Schoonover. Brendan Schoonover on the bounce, picks up the dribble. Top of the key to Peebles. Nice little ball fake. Oh, gets Stewart on the ground and then threw it away. Oh, Peebles had a wide open 13-footer. Tried to dump it down on the block to Kuhn, but just had too much steam on the pass, and it goes out of bounds for Payne's third turnover. He passed up a great shot to try to get a layup. Ends in a turnover. Here's Blaine Stewart. Head of the key, dribble handoff to brother Jace. Jace goes behind the back. Now he's cut off, almost had his pocket picked clean by Lynch. Gets it back, pivots around left hand. That rattled out. My goodness gracious. All sorts of basketballs just rattling out of the rim for the Toppers. Here comes Payne into the front court with Colin Schmitz. Drives baseline, dumps it on the block to Kuhn. Kicks it out to Peebles. Nice ball fake. Devin floats it up, too strong. Rebound picked up by Matouche. And we're going to have a whistle and foul coming out on Payne. That's their seventh team foul, so we'll walk to the other end for one and bonus free throws here. They'll get Lynch. That's his second. Should be one and bonus. Should be. Kyle McBrain recognizes it. And now we will get, I believe, Gavin Matusha standing at the free throw line. He knows it's one and one. Now everybody's on the same page. It just takes a little while sometimes. 6-13 for the first half. 22-10 Pena. He couldn't have started faster than Pena did. But with all that said, it's a 12-point game here. 6-13 for the first half. Free throw for Matusha. One and bonus. Off the heel. Too strong. Missed it. Rebound down to Pena. Here comes Schoonover quickly. Oh, got right past Christian all the way to the rim. The layup is good for Schoonover. He has eight for Pena. 24-14, 6 minutes first half. Here's Christian, leaves it for Matusha. And Christian going to be called for the travel on the dribble handoff. Just didn't get the bounce to the floor in time. 10 Hillsborough turnovers. Blaine Stewart will check out. As back on the floor, Blaze Helton for the Toppers. Big crowd on hand here tonight. A lot of orange in the gym. 5:50 for the first half. Vogel went for the steal, didn't get it. Here's Lynch, dumps it off to Peebles, and he's going to be called for steps. He got caught kind of underneath the rim and just drugged that pivot foot, trying to create some more space and a better angle. 5:40 for the first half. A 14-point Pena lead. Here's Will Christian. Leaves it for Vogel. Drake wants the three. Got it. Yep. Drake Vogel with nine, and that just might get him going. It doesn't take much to get Drake going. He implores the crowd to make some noise. 24-13 Pena. Here's Peebles. Picks up his dribble in a little bit of trouble. Gets it off to Colin Schmitz. Oh, a beautiful fake on Stewart. Missed the layup, though, and the rebound down to Drake Vogel. Here comes Drake into the front court. Vogel, behind the back, top of the key, jump stop, foul line, rises, left it short, knew it was short, tried the left-hand tap, missed it. Rebound, Matusha, missed it. Back tap, picked up by Pena. Here comes Schoonover. Looks off the defender, he missed the layup. Offensive rebound, Kuhn, his putback no good, but he was fouled. But both teams have had some good looks at the front of the rim and haven't been able to get him to stay down. Hillsborough's had a number of looks that have just spun around the world and kicked out. Jay Stewart whistled for the foul. His second free throw is no good for Kuhn. Left it a little bit short. Lynch checks out. Back on the floor, Ace Armstrong for Pena. If you watched a Pena football game this year, yeah. So a lot of Max Lynch, a lot of Ace Armstrong. Free throw good for Kuhn. He gets one out of two. It's a 25-13 Pena lead. Here's Vogel. Drake Vogel on the right. That's a deep three. Tough shot. Left it short. And the rebound down to Pena. Long pass in the front court to Schmitz. Colin Schmitz gets into the paint, kicks it out. Schoonover for three, missed it. Rebound down to Declan Riggs, who's checked in for the Toppers, a 6'1 sophomore. Here's Will Christian at the head of the key, leads it back for Vogel. 4:25 for the first half. Boy, a bucket here, and it's a 10-point game, a three ball, and it's single digits. Toppers haven't been that close in a long, long time. Nice back door. Helton to Christian off the window. It's good. Will Christian's first bucket. Off the nice find from Blaze Helton. The lead is 10 for Pena. 25-15 as we hit the halfway point of quarter number two. Here's Peebles at the elbow. Picked up the bounce. He skips it across the floor. Schmidt steps into a 15-footer. Missed it. Rebound ripped away by Pena. And then losing it was Schoonover. Schoonover stole it away from Blaine Stewart. But then lost it himself out of bounds. Fifth Pena turnover. And with 3:54 to play in the first half, we will get our mask timeout. 25-15, Pena leading Hillsborough back to Toppertown following these messages on WSMI. Following our second quarter mask timeout, Toppers have the basketball trailing by 10. That way they played that first quarter, they're lucky to be down just 10. It feels like they're down by more than 10 right now. Have a chance to get it to single digits. Vogel thought about the deep three, but Schmidt's a good contestant there. High posted goes to Blaze Helton. Blaze backing down on Peebles and draws the foul. And for Devin Peebles, that'll be his second personal foul. Nice patient move that time from Blaze Helton. Eighth team foul on Pena, but that was a shooting foul, so two tosses for Blaze. He's hit both of his free throws here tonight for both of his points. Toss is way too strong. As the rebound, check that. The substitution for Pena has Drew Hackler checking into the ball game as Devin Peebles will get a breather. Here comes Gavin Matouche back on the floor for the Toppers. Declan Riggs will check out. Declan, a good-looking sophomore for Hillsboro. Helton's free throw is good. Blaze gets one out of two, and the lead is single digits for the first time since Pena stretched it out to double digits quickly in that first quarter. 25-16, Pena leads with the ball, 3:25 first half. Out front with Kuhn into the hands of Schmitz on the right wing with Hackler. Up top to Kuhn. Kyle puts it on the deck, gets to the elbow, cut off. Leaves it back now for Hackler into the hands of Ace Armstrong. He will kick it to Kuhn, open for three, back rimmed it too strong, rebound down to Drake Vogel. Toppers have weathered the storm. 3 minutes, first half. Vogel, bounce pass right wing to Blaine Stewart. Blaine, going to get a ball screen from Matouche, gets to the free throw line, dangerous pass out to Drake Vogel, way out on the left wing, gets a ball screen. On the roll, that is Helton, attacks, underhand shovel, Matouche fouled on the floor. No, they're going to call him for traveling. Shuffled his feet on the contested catch. Quickly, it goes into Pena. Hillsboro wasn't ready quite yet as Schmitz gets down. Layup, missed it. Good contest in there by Helton. Long outlet pass to Matouche, but he can't get there in time. Picked off by Ace Armstrong. And boy, you saw the football speed of Ace Armstrong right there. See, downshifted into a gear that Gavin Matouche simply does not have. 2:35 for the first half, 25-16, timeout on the floor. Back to Hillsboro with Pena leading following these messages on WSMI. If you want to check in on the Bragging Rights game, you can find it over on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Here on WSMI, Pena leading Hillsboro 25-16, 2.5 minutes for the first half of play. Here's Schoonover, leaves it up top for Hackler. Drew Hackler puts it on the deck, being checked out there by Matouche, into the hands of Ace Armstrong. Armstrong now, way out front it goes to Schmitz. He makes the catch out near midcourt, actually looks behind him to see how close he was to that midcourt line. That is Schoonover, almost lost the handle, able to get it away to Kuhn. Off to Hackler now, top of the key. Feeds the left block to Kuhn. Back to Hackler, top of the key. Drew Hackler, cut off by Matouche. Good defense here by the Toppers. Schoonover left wing. He's got nowhere to go. Into the hands of Armstrong. He drives baseline, missed it, and the rebound down to Drake Vogel for Hillsboro. That's a great defensive sequence for Hillsboro right there. Matouche into the front court, leaves it off for Vogel. 98 seconds first half. Here's Drake. Rises from 18, off the heel, too strong. Offensive rebound, Blaze Helton goes up, too strong. Vogel with the offensive rebound, he goes up. And we're going to get an offensive foul on Drake Vogel. Oh, that's a tough whistle as he kind of lowered his shoulder to create a little bit of space. And they're going to get him for the offensive. That's his third personal foul. 87 seconds for the first half. 25-16. Pena with the lead. They have led the entire way. Well, these last 87 seconds could go a long way one way or the other to determine the outcome of this game. Will it be 9 or more if you're Pena? 9 or less if you're Hillsboro? Panthers have the basketball. Kuhn leaves it off for Hackler. Right back to Kuhn it goes. Kyle Kuhn now into the hands of Schoonover. Pena taking their time, showing the patience. Here's Schoonover. Hesitation. Good job by Christian to stay right with him. Tough shot for Schoonover from the elbow. Missed it. Long rebound. Tapped around. Picked up by Pena and Drew Hackler. Hackler now leaves it off for Kuhn. Kyle Kuhn bounced it once and threw it away. Are they going to get an offensive foul? They are. That's a very similar call to what Vogel just got whistled for right there. Very similar. Not the same spots on the floor, but the same motion. Second personal foul on Kyle Kuhn. It was a tough whistle on Drake. It's a tough whistle on Mr. Kuhn as well. 43 seconds for the half. Here's Helton. Back door. Christian. Layup. Good contest. Missed it. Offensive rebound, though. Matouche. There's a flop. Oh, no. Offensive foul. That's a bad call. That's a bad call right there. That was a flop from Kyle Kuhn. For Matouche, his first. It'll go down as the 13th turnover. 17th foul. And these officials have gotten charge happy here. Kyle McBrain is hot, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him one bit. 35.6 seconds for the first half, and I think he just got warned as well. 25-16, Pena with the lead. Couple of tough whistles here down the stretch. 25-16, Pena has the lead. It's really hard to say who has the momentum at this precise moment. Hillsborough's been charging here, but all of a sudden Vogel has three personal fouls. Bryce Connor has checked in for the Toppers, replacing Vogel after he picked up number three. Half a minute for the first half. Here's Schoonover taking his time across the timeline. Between his legs, out of midcourt, leaves it now for Schmitz. 23 seconds for the half. Colin Schmitz guarded by Connor in the corner to Hackler. Right back to Schmitz. 15 seconds for the half. Here's Peebles. On the right wing, he directs traffic. Bounced it once, picked it up back to Schmitz. 10 seconds for the half. Colin Schmitz leaves it for Peebles on the right wing with five. Devin Peebles caught in the air, back to Schmitz with three. Colin, floater from the foul line, around and down. Oh, a one-handed runner from the left elbow. Hit off the front rim, took a high bounce and dropped in. For Colin Schmitz at the horn, he finishes the half with five, and that stretches the lead out to 11. 27-16, Pena with the lead at the half. Here from Toppertown, we'll come back with your halftime numbers following these messages on WSMI. Well, here we go. Third quarter, Hillsborough will start with the basketball, trailing by 11, 27-16. Drake Vogel has three personal fouls for Hillsborough. The Toppers will have Vogel, Blaine Stewart, Will Christian, Blaze Helton, Gavin Matouche on the floor. Pena counters Colin Schmitz, Devin Peebles, Brendan Schoonover, Drew Hackler, and Kyle Kuhn. So the original starting fives for both Hillsborough and Pena. Do the Toppers have a second half surge in them? Let's go, Toppers. Here we go. Vogel on the left wing. On the bounce, cut off by Hackler. Boy, Pena is long and athletic. Lob pass down to Helton. Left-hand layup is good for Blaze Helton. A much better start to the third quarter than the first for the Toppers. 27-18, Pena leads. They have led the entire way. This Topper crowd is just waiting to explode here tonight. 7:25 for the third quarter. Here's Schoonover working on Christian. Spins, nice move, missed the shot. Rebound down to Drake Vogel. Here comes Drake to the foul line. Gets to the rim. Layup missed it. Offensive rebound to Blaze Helton. Blaze pulls it out at the left elbow. He'll retrieve it now and give it back to Drake Vogel. Here's Vogel. Full head of steam. Three ball left wing. Rimmed it out. No good. Rebound down to Pena and Kyle Kuhn. He leaves it off for Schoonover. Brendan Schoonover into the front court. Leaves it back for Hackler. He'll trigger an 18-footer and rattle it down. Drew Hackler. His first bucket, no hesitation on that release. 29-18, Pena. Christian into the front court. Dangerous pass, nearly stolen by Peebles, and it'll belong to Hillsborough. Devin Peebles, a good-looking ball player. Pena has a lot of good-looking ball players. 6:30 for the third quarter. Here's Blaine Stewart way out on the right wing. Gets a ball screen from Blaze Helton. Gets to the left elbow, cut off, back to Christian. Will, oh, he had his pocket picked by Schoonover. He just got lazy with the basketball, then commits the foul, and one from Brendan Schoonover. 10 for Schoonover off the pilfer, and now he's got a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Christian that time just was loose with the basketball, and he looked just for a brief moment into the left corner, and as he did that, Schoonover reached in, jarred it loose, and was headed the other way. The foul on Christian. His first free throw is short, and the rebound down to Gavin Matouche. 31-18 Pena. Here's Christian weaving his way to the left elbow. Backdoor Vogel fouled. Drake Vogel will be to the free throw line. There's the foul going to go on Hackler. And that'll be his third. Vogel tonight at the free throw line, 4 out of 4. He has 9 points. Free throw good. There was a good piece of officiating at halftime as well, as Louis Lang was standing actually in front of my broadcast position, and Drake came over and was just asking him about that offensive foul call at the end. Drake was explaining his side. Louis told him what he saw, but that's what you want to see, a nice, calm, respectful conversation going both ways. That's how it's done. Here's Hackler, left elbow. He'll put it on the deck, spins at the foul line, gives it back to Kuhn. He'll trigger a 15-footer off the heel, too strong. Rebound down to Vogel. 11-point lead for Pena. Inside of 6 minutes for the third quarter. Nifty handle there by Vogel. Nifty pass by Vogel. Helton kicks out to Christian. Off to Vogel, open for three. Off the back rim, too strong. And the rebound down to Hackler. Hillsborough's just not been able to get that one big shot to drop here tonight that could be the momentum changer. Here's Schmidt spinning middle. Good defense in there, blocked by Vogel and Stewart. Pulled down by Helton, middle of the lane. He leaves it off for Christian. Will Christian attacks and draws the foul. Two free throws for Will Christian. That was Hackler. He stood in, tried to take the charge. That'll be his fourth. That has Max Lynch to the table. He's going to check in for Hackler. He's going to have to sit for a while. Christian at the free throw line. His first trip to the stripe tonight. Toss good. 3 points for Will Christian, a 10-point lead for Pena. Hillsborough's had it down to 9, but no closer. They've had the ball with a chance to cut into it from 9, but have been able to get it done. A lot of basketball to play here tonight, 5:22 for the third quarter. Christian's free throw is short, and the lead is 10 for Pena. Panthers quickly into the front court with Schoonover. He will leave it back now for Schmitz. Into the hands of Lynch. Back to Schmitz between the circles. Met by Stewart in the topper man-to-man. Here's Peebles. Oh, nice move all the way to the rim. The layup is good. Boy, the quick blow-by of Matouche that time with that quick first step. Here's Drake Vogel. Gets the free throw. Oh, he lost his footing, got tripped up, turned it over. Run out for Schoonover up and down for the easy deuce. A dozen for Brendan Schoonover as Drake just got his feet tangled up that time, with the Pena defender trying to make his move. 35-21 Pena. Just like that, the lead has grown to 14. Here's Will Christian. Dangerous pass. Threw it away. Saved by Matouche, though. Right to Vogel. He'll step into a three. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Matouche. Put it on the deck. Muscles up. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Vogel. And Drake is fouled. But the topper's doing a great job on the glass, crashing hard. They're just having trouble converting. They'll get Schmitz with the personal. That's his second. Topper ball on the baseline. They line everybody up along the end line. Vogel will lob it out to the foul line to Matouche. Gavin back to Drake. Vogel rises for three. Got it. Drake Vogel. He'll keep firing. 14 for Vogel. He's got no conscience, and that's how shooters have to be. 35-24. Pena leads with the basketball. We approach the midway point of the third quarter. It was 11 at the half. It's 11 now. We've played 4 minutes in the third. Here's Schoonover. Down the block. Lynch, yes. Off the window. It's good for Max Lynch. His first field goal. He has 3 points. The lead is 13. 3:50 for the quarter. Here's Blaze Helton out at the volleyball spike line. Leads it back for Will Christian. Into the hands of Blaine Stewart. Blaine now on the right wing. Met there by Peebles. Dangerous bounce pass across the lane, and fortunate that it was kicked out of there by Pena. It stays with the toppers. Pena didn't need to kick that basketball. That had zero chance of finding its way home to the intended target. And with that, we're going to get a timeout on the floor. I don't know if it's a topper timeout or a mask timeout. I think it's a mask timeout. 3:40 for the third quarter. Pena 37, Hillsborough 24. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WSMI. Topper ball on the baseline. Christian's pass deflected right back out of bounds by Schoonover. Christian wisely let it bounce, didn't touch it. Otherwise, it would have been paying a ball. Toppers will re-trigger. Off the right side of the lane. Christian looking, lobs it out midcourt to Vogel, but it's tipped away by Schmitz. Drake tracks it down, though, in a real slick behind-the-back bounce to discard Schmitz. Then Drake lost the handle, gets it away to Helton, and a foul on Peebles out front. As he was on the ground, Vogel was kind of on top of him after he kind of had to twist around to pick up that basketball. And it's actually a break for Pena because Vogel got the pass away to Helton and he had a wide open layup. The foul on Peebles, his third. A 13-point Pena lead, 3:29 for the third quarter. Sideline trigger, Christian gets it in right corner to Blaine Stewart. Back to Vogel. Drake lobs it down to Helton. Blaze, nice pump fake, missed it. Matouche, left-hand finish, good. Gavin Johnny on the spot for the putback. He has four, and again, an 11-point lead. That's kind of been the magic number here since Hillsborough got settled in. 9-11, that's where the margin has been resting most of this ball game. 3:05 for the third. Here's Devin Peebles. Quick first step and a foul on Matouche. Boy, that is an explosive first step and dribble for Devin Peebles. Explosive. A Panther at each corner of the lane as Kyle Kuhn will trigger in. Looking, gets it in near corner to Schmitz on the block. Peebles, Devin, spins baseline, rises up, knock it down. Devin Peebles, goodness gracious. 10 for Peebles, 39-26 Pena. Here's Vogel, dangerous pass stolen as Matouche was double-teamed down there. Lynch came in with the pilfer. Now Pena gives it right back away to Christian. Off to Vogel, up and down for the easy deuce. 16 for Drake Vogel. Back to an 11-point margin. Pena with the lead and the ball. 2.5 minutes, third quarter. Toppers need to string together some stops. A lot easier said than done against this Pena team. Schoonover pulls for three and nails it all. Brendan Schoonover. 15 points, and with that, a timeout on the floor. 2:23 for the third quarter. Pena 42, Hillsborough 28. Back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WSMI. Pena has had an answer each and every time Hillsborough has looked to make a run. Brendan Schoonover, a big-time three ball right there. As Mark Jackson would say, hand down, man down, and Schoonover drilled it. 42-28, 2:10 for the third quarter. Here's Vogel, drives baseline, gets all the way to the rim, can't get it to go, tipped around, picked up for Ipena, run out, Schoonover up and down for the easy deuce. Great lead pass that time by Kyle Kuhn. Now Hillsborough, trouble in the backcourt. Jay Stewart gets it off to Gavin Matouche, middle of the floor to Jay Stewart. Jace right down the heart of the lane, layup is good. Stewart's first bucket. And Kyle McBrain going to get a timeout. 106 seconds for quarter number three. The lead is 14 for Pena, 44-30. We will come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WSMI. Full court pressure. Pena brings it. Lynch misses a corner three, but they get the rebound back, and the layup is good for Schoonover. He has 19. That long rebound, the toppers leaked out. Nobody was home to corral the loose ball. And now Stewart loses it. Schoonover, layup, good! 21 for Brendan Schoonover. And he single-handedly has opened this game up to an 18-point Pena lead. He had a big three moments ago, and then three layups since. Bing, bang, boom. 48-30. Brendan Schoonover. Now it's Matouche for three, no. And the rebound to the floor picked up by Mr. Schoonover. He's had a whale of a ball game here tonight. The 5'10 senior handling in the backcourt, having some trouble working against Matouche, comes across the timeline, lost his handle, but somehow gets it away to Colin Schmitz, pointing a big smile on his face there. That was an eventful trip up the floor for Brendan Schoonover as Schmitz attacks, misses it from the left side, and the rebound down to the toppers. 33 seconds for the quarter. All of a sudden, an 18-point Pena lead. Didn't see this spread coming. Pena started fast and has never looked back. Stewart, a wild layup, missed it. That was Jace. And the rebound down to Pena and Kyle Kuhn. Outlet to midcourt to Max Lynch. 15 seconds for the quarter. Middle of the lane, it goes to Kuhn, and he is fouled by Declan Riggs. That'll send Kyle Kuhn to the free throw line. He's one of two at the stripe tonight. How do you close the quarters, right? Pena got a bucket by Schoonover at the end of the second quarter. And then here in the closing moments of the third quarter, they have opened it up. It was 9 points not that long ago. Now it's 19 as the free throw is good for Kyle Kuhn. Bryce Connor will check in, replacing Jay Stewart. Blaine Stewart also going to check out as Will Christian's back on the floor. 11 seconds for quarter number three. Free throw for Kuhn is good. Kyle gets the pair. He has six, and the lead is 20. Dangerous pass. Vogel, a great athletic catch. Now he's got numbers 2-on-1 and draws the foul on Max Lynch. I don't know how that pass found its way home to Drake Vogel. It went through three orange shirts. 15 foul the half on Pena. Third personal foul on Max Lynch. 7.8 seconds for the quarter. Free throw good. 17 for Vogel. Evan Hudlin going to check back in for Pena. He will replace Ace Armstrong. Drew Hackler with those four personal fouls to the table. He's going to check in, giving Brendan Schoonover a well-deserved breather. Max Lynch was coming off the floor, but Coach Metzger says, no, you're still on. Free throw for Drake. Good. Got the pair. He has 18 for the game. 50-32 Pena. Here's Hackler. Leaves it off for Schmitz. Into the hands of Armstrong. Back to Schmitz for three at the horn. He got it. Colin Schmitz buries the three, and the emotions come out for the Pena Panthers. Wow. After three quarters, it is Pena 53, Hillsboro 32. Back with the money quarter following these messages. What a close to the third quarter for the Pena Panthers. It was the Schoonover and Schmitz show at the close as Colin Schmitz hit a three at the horn. It's 53-32 Pena as we start the fourth quarter. They have the basketball. Here's Peebles. Draws a double, kicks it off to Kuhn now. Up top to Schmitz. Colin Schmitz, nice ball fake. Gets all the way to the rim. Layup, no, but we've got a foul. Or is this an offensive foul on Colin Schmitz? That's exactly what it's going to be. On the aggressive drive, they'll get him for the charge. His third, team's sixth. 7:42 for the ball game. A ball game that Pena has led from the opening tap. They jumped Hillsboro in that first quarter. It was 19-6 after one. Hillsboro turned it over nine times in that opening 8 minutes. The pressure defense of Pena has had the toppers out of sorts all night. Here's Vogel. Gets to the rim, tough left-handed layup, no. Offensive rebound, Matouche missed it, and the rebound down to Pena. Max Lynch brings it out. All the way to the rim, rejected and fouled by Blaze Helton. Pena has just simply set the tone on both ends of the floor from the outset here tonight. Their pressure defense has been forcing Hillsboro's offense way out on the floor beyond the three-point line, and defensively, Hillsboro's not been able to keep Pena in front. Free throw good for Max Lynch. Four for Lynch. 54-32 Pena. Second toss. Good. 5 points for Lynch. As they show a little bit of full court pressure here man-to-man. Then as the toppers get it in bounds, they pull back into their half court man-to-man. Here's Will Christian across the timeline. Bounce pass on the block to Helton. Dumps it down to Matouche. Blocked by Lynch. Gavin gets it back. Put back won't go. The tip is there for Vogel. Boy, it's been one of those nights for the toppers. Point blank looks just spinning out. A lot of that, though, you give credit to Pena because Hillsboro knows that they're coming to contest everything. Hillsboro's hearing the footsteps, so to speak. There's a bad pass stolen by Blaine Stewart. Just the seventh Pena turnover. Versus 16 for the toppers. Blaine Stewart going to pull for three. Rattled it down. Blaine Stewart's first bucket. 6.5 minutes for the ball game. And timeout taken by Adam Metzger. 6:32 for the ball game. 55-37, Pena with the lead. Back to Hillsborough High School after this one message. Tim Eyes back here at Hillsborough High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this action here on your Wednesday night, 3 days in front of Christmas. 55-37, Pena with the lead. Matouche comes up with the steal right there as Lynch never saw him. Vogel for three, can't get it. And the rebound down to Pena and Max Lynch. He will get it off to Devin Peebles. Peebles now races into the front court, slows it up as he crosses the timeline. Back to Max Lynch. Lynch on the crossover, lost the handle, gets it back, leaves it for Schmitz. And we've got a little hand check out there on the toppers. That'll go on Will Christian. It's going to be his third, team's fifth. Baseline out of bounds for Pena. 6:10 to play ball game. 55-37 Panthers. Lazy inbounds pass stolen by Gavin Matouche. Here comes Blaine Stewart. Can he get two in a row? Nope, left that one short, top of the key. Another offensive rebound for Gavin Matouche. Puts it up and in. Boy, Matouche has been a beast on the boards here tonight. I don't keep track of rebounds, but he's easily got 10, maybe 15. I don't know. He's got a lot. 5:45 for the ball game. Here's Hackler on the right wing. Back up top now to Colin Schmitz. Peebles in the left wing. 5:35 for the ball game. 55-39 Pena. They've never trailed. Toppers come with a double out near midcourt. Off to Kuhn into the hands of Peebles. Devin's attacks layup good with the left hand. A dozen for Devin Peebles. He's a smooth-looking ball player. Here's Drake Vogel. Gets into the paint. Underhand shovel Matouche. Gavin muscles his way up. Off the window. Missed it. Tip for Vogel. No. Battled around down there. Picked up by Hackler. And Pena, then his outlet pass sails wide left and goes out of bounds. 5:11 to play, 57-39. Pena with the lead. Toppers have the basketball. Sideline trigger in front of their own bench. First conference game for Hillsborough. Second conference game for Pena after they beat Litchfield last week. Here's Blaine Stewart. Kicks it to Helton, open for three. Left it short. Rebound down to Colin Schmitz. Schmitz gets it off to Schoonover. A pass across the timeline to Devin Peebles. Peebles now on the handle out at midcourt. Kicks it in the corner to Hackler. Back out front now to Schoonover. Pena will spread it out and work some clock. Schoonover turns the corner and he is fouled by Blaze Helton. Second personal foul on Blaze. Sixth team foul on Hillsborough. 4:45 for the ballgame. Not the margin anybody expected here tonight. Pena punched Hillsborough in the mouth from the opening tap. The Toppers have never been able to recover. Here's Hackler down low, missed it. Good contest by Vogel, and the rebound down to Drake. No quit in the Toppers. They're playing hard. Just hasn't been their night execution-wise. Middle of the lane to Helton. Blaze turns, attacks, and draws the foul. 17 foul on Pena. Stops the clock with 4:31 to play. And that foul on Hackler, it's his fifth. He is done for the night. That'll get Max Lynch back into the ballgame with 4.5 minutes to play. Tonight, Blaze Helton has 5 points. He is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Two shots here, toss, good. 6 for Helton. Vogel, the only topper to reach double figures tonight. He's got 20. Second free throw for Blaze is good. He gets the pair. 7 points now for Blaze Helton. Topper show full court pressure. Here's Schoonover in the backcourt. Gets it off to Peebles now. Devin Peebles picks up the bounce. Middle of the floor across the timeline to Schoonover. Down to Lynch, and he draws the foul. Helton will be whistled for the personal there. As Lynch did a nice job to use, get his body between the ball and Helton, which created the foul. The fourth on Blaze Helton. Free throw for Lynch, good. Max Lynch with 6. He's 4 of 5 from the foul line. Helton out, Declan Riggs in for the Toppers. 58-41 Pena. Free throw for Lynch is no good, just grazed the front iron, and the rebound down to Riggs. Hillsborough will be the top seed at the Carlinville tournament as Vogel nails the three. He's got 23. Pena, they'll be the top seed over there at the Vandalia tournament. 4 minutes for the ball game. 58-44. Into the hands of Schoonover out front. Now off to Schmitz. Colin Schmitz leaves it back for Kuhn. Back to Schmitz now. Colin puts it on the deck to a tech rejected by Gavin Matouche. But Blaine Stewart on the end line as he came down with the basketball. Been that type of night for the Toppers. 3:42 to play in the ball game. We will get our fourth quarter mask timeout. All Pena here tonight. They lead Hillsboro 58-44. We'll come back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Hillsboro High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing the South Central Conference battle between Pena and Hillsboro. It's been all Pena here tonight. They have led the entire way, 58-44. They have the basketball on the baseline. They'll stack everybody up on the right side of the lane. Kuhn gets it in right corner to Max Lynch. Lynch now. Checked there by Vogel. Almost had it taken away from behind on the penetration. Kicks it back out now to Kuhn. Into the hands of Schoonover out near midcourt. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. Toppers coming for the strip. Jarred it loose, and it's going to be a turnover off of Kuhn as Matouche was able to get in behind Schoonover that time and force the turnover. Brandon Schoonover, he's just fun to watch. He has fun when he plays. Just a smile on his face all game long. Here's Matouche on the bounce. He almost had it taken away. Gives it back now to Vogel at the volleyball spike line. Drake Vogel draws a crowd. Finds Matouche, middle of the lane. Gavin attacks. Yes, and the foul for Gavin Matouche. 8 for Matouche, and somebody just got teed up. Who got teed up? Kuhn and Matouche were tangled. Let's see. The personal foul on Schoonover. That's his first. Matouche is going to get an and one free throw here, but what about the technical foul? It might be on Gavin. Yep. The technical on Gavin. So he'll get his one free throw for the and one. And then Pena is going to get two technical tosses. Matouche was fired up after that bucket. Too fired up, I guess. Free throw is good. So he gets the old-fashioned three-point play. But after he got the bucket, he got teed up. So now Pena should get two technical tosses on the other end. The only question is, who does Pena want to shoot him? 3:12 for the ball game. It's 58-47. But two technical free throws for Colin Schmitz and the Pena Panthers. Whereas every time you think maybe Hillsboro has an opening, they take two steps back. Two tosses on the technical for Schmitz. Free throw good. 9 for Colin Schmitz. And, of course, Pena will get the basketball. Free throw good. Both technical tosses good for Colin Schmitz, and it'll be Pena ball midcourt sideline. 60-47, 3:12 to play. An impressive, impressive night here for the Pena Panthers. Wire to wire. And they have put their imprint on both ends of the floor in this ball game. High post to Peebles. On the dribble handoff to Schmitz, back to Devin Peebles. Thought about the 15-footer instead to Kuhn. Inside of 3 minutes for the game now. Pena spreading the floor out. They want to work some clock. Max Lynch in the left corner. Back out top to Schmitz. Colin Schmitz now leaves it off to Kuhn. Kyle Kuhn, dribble handoff, picks up the bounce, leaves it down for Peebles, but out front we got a foul on the Toppers. That's Blaze Hilton, and that's number 5 on Blaze. He will foul out tonight with 7 points. 2:41 left in the contest. Matouche will check back in, replacing Hilton, who has fouled out. Been a lot of jawing both ways here tonight in this ball game. Payne are getting the last laugh, though. Well, they got the first laugh and the last one. Free throw for Kuhn. Good. Kyle Kuhn has 7 points. Makes it 61-47. Bragging rights for you right now over on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports 7:30 here on FM 106. As Kuhn gets the pair, he has 8. 62-47, a 15-point Payne lead. 2.5 minutes to play. Jay Stewart tries to go back door, turned it over. 18th, topper turnover. Matouche gets it back, lays it up and in. 11 for Gavin. 2:20 to play. Full court pressure here for the toppers. They trail by 13. Here's Peebles into the front court on the bounce. Leads it back now for Kyle Kuhn off to Schmitz. In the corner to Max Lynch. Max Lynch, bounce pass on the right block to Kuhn. Back out to Schmitz. 2:05 to play in the ball game. Here's Peebles, dribble drive, kicks back to Lynch. Foul line to Kuhn. That pass is tipped by Matouche, but finds its way back to Max Lynch. He'll rise for 15, rattle that out, no good. Rebound down to Vogel. Inside of 2 minutes to play. A 13-point lead. Vogel lost the handle, gets it back, attacks, and he missed the layup. He never had the handle cleanly after he lost it initially. Now a blocking foul on Jay Stewart. That'll be his third. And it's bonus time for the Payne Panthers. 62-49. 102 seconds to play in the ballgame. At the free throw line, Brendan Schoonover, the 5'10 senior. He's had a huge ball game, 21 points, and he's hit the big shots. Toss, rattled out, no good. Rebound to Hillsborough and Declan Riggs. Off to Jay Stewart. Jay Stewart leaves it to Matouche. Bad pass. Stewart got it back, though. Here's Declan Riggs open for three. Got it. Riggs can shoot now. His first bucket in the varsity game. He had all sorts of threes in the JV game. A 10-point game. 80 seconds to play. Ball turned over. Picked up in midcourt by Matouche. Gavin, oh, he had it stripped away by Colin Schmitz. What a play by Colin Schmitz. With a minute 18 to go, Hillsborough was going to have a layup to get it down to single digits, but Colin Schmitz able to just stick his hands in and rip it away from Gavin Matouche. That is a big-time play from Colin Schmitz. Maybe the most important play of the ball game, quite frankly. Now free throws for Schmitz. Colin has 10 points tonight. He just knocked down a pair of technical tosses. Knocks down this free throw as well. 11 for Schmitz. Blaine Stewart to the table. He's going to check in, replacing Gavin Matouche. Second free throw for Schmitz. Toss, good. A dozen for Colin Schmitz. And Adam Metzger wants a timeout. A minute 18 to play, a 12-point lead for Payne, a 64-52. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WSMI. Scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 here on WSMI as Payne has led the entire way. They're up by 12 right now, a minute 18 to play. Hillsborough's not just been able to get that big bucket to really sustain the comeback run here. They're down a dozen. Here's Jay Stewart racing into the front court. All the way to the rim. Lost the handle on the way up. Pulled down by Kyle Kuhn. It's really been that type of night for the toppers. They have had a number of looks at the front of the rim, and they just haven't gone down. Foul given on Schmitz with 63 seconds to play. Hillsborough turned it over 9 times in the opening quarter and trailed 19-6 after the first 8 minutes, and it could have been worse than that. Free throw for Schmitz, good. 13 for Colin Schmitz. He is 5 of 5 from the stripe here in the money quarter. Rebound. 65-52, second toss coming, and that one rattled out, no good. Rebound down to Declan Riggs for Hillsborough. He will leave it off for Vogel. Drake Vogel on the right wing with 55 seconds to play. Vogel in the right corner. Leaves it off for Jay Stewart. Jay Stewart now picked up the bounce back to Declan Riggs. Declan will trigger a three. Banked it in off the right wing. Did Declan Riggs, his second triple of the quarter. 44 and a half seconds to play. The lead is 10 for Pena. Now, when they played in March, Pena was up six with 45 seconds left, and Hillsborough came back. Here, 9 months later, Pena's up 10 with 44 and a half seconds left. We'll come back with the finish following these messages on WSMI. Pena gets it into Schmitz, off to Schoonover, into the hands of Kuhn, back to Schoonover, now Schmitz. Colin Schmitz in the backcourt, and Pena was nearing a 10-second count. They were about at a 9 count, and Adam Metzger got the timeout. But, you know, if you're Pena, not the worst thing as they work 10 seconds off the clock, or 9 seconds off the clock. 65-55, 35.8 left in the game, back to Toppertown following this one message. I tell you what, the cheerleading game has been strong here tonight for both Pena and Hillsboroughs. They have entertained the crowd with backflips here over the course of this fourth quarter. Extremely impressive. 35.8 seconds for the ball game. A 10-point Pena lead. Hillsboroughs had so many opportunities in the last three quarters to get it inside of that 9-point mark. They just have not been able to do it. You give Pena all sorts of credit for the resiliency. Here's Kuhn, gets it in to Schoonover. In the backcourt, trying to foul, and now they will. Stewart able to get the foul on Brendan Schoonover. 31.5 seconds for the game. Both these teams have played incredibly hard here tonight. Payton has executed at a higher level. They've done it from the opening tap. Will Christian will check back in as Jay Stewart. That foul was Jace's fifth. Tough night for the young sophomore. At the free throw line, Brendan Schoonover. Free throw is good. 22 now for Brendan. He's hit some big shots. He had about a 9-0 run himself near the end of that third quarter that really opened this game up. Free throw, rattles out, no good. 11-point lead for Pena. Clock running, 25 seconds. Christian has his pocket picked by Max Lynch to the floor and a tie-up. The arrow will keep it with the Toppers. 25 seconds to play. This will be a fantastic road win for the Pena Panthers here tonight. Vogel looking. Needs to get it into somebody. Nearing the 5 count, just got it away in time to Bryce Connor. He gets it off to Blaine Stewart. Blaine will rise for 3, left corner, rattled out, no good. And the rebound down to Schoonover. He gets it off to Schmitz, 13 seconds. In the front court to Kuhn, Adam Metzger says, hold it up, boys. As the Pena Panthers going to come into Toppertown, wire-to-wire victory. They beat Hillsborough 66-55. We're back to wrap it following these messages.